Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Eric Hansen.
Thanks for joining us, 8:36. Out there right now, it is about 66 degrees. It's going to be a gorgeous day. Could get up close to 90, though. It's going to be warm, yeah. Hit the water, hit the pool, if you can. My guests on the second hour of Galesburg Live are Crystal Wilson, Vice President and co-founder of, or no, President and co-founder of Shave for the Brave. And on the board, Justin Johnston is here, too, with Shave for the Brave. Shave for the Brave raises money through events, beard events. You grow a beard. Shave events and then just beard contest events. And they raise money simply to give to the Honor Flight of the Quad Cities to send veterans out to Washington, D.C. And you finally raised enough in your third year?
Second year.
You hit the $50,000 mark. And that meant what?
It meant an entire flight goes to D.C. sponsored by Shave for the Brave.
How many dreams came true when that happened?
93. And 94 right here in this seat.
Yeah. That's so cool. But I mean, because 13,000 here at an event, and another 8,000 here, and that's great. 500 sends one veteran, but when you filled up a whole plane and knew you were going to be at the Quad Cities taking off, tell me about that day.
It was a whirlwind,
and why it was so really, really special.
It
for
was
you.
Really, really special for me because I was able to be my father's guardian.
Yeah.
And my brother was there with another veteran. My boyfriend was there, and many people from our committee that have worked so hard to raise this money. But to be with my father and to go out to the monuments, he hadn't flown since he came home from Vietnam.
He was nervous.
He was very nervous, and he did not like it. He hadn't even been on a commercial plane because he came home on military planes.
Yes.
So everything was a whole new experience for him. But I didn't know how he would handle it, and I didn't know if he would be able to walk the whole time. He's very healthy, but, you know, that's a long day.
It is a long day.
I lost him twice. I mean, I don't even know how it happened, but I lost my father twice on the honor flight.
Here's the day at the Quad City International Airport at 5:30.
Oh, I think we were there at 4:30.
Yeah, we're in the air about 5 o'clock, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was early.
And then we get into, is it Dulles?
Yep, Dulles Airport.
Yeah, at Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Air and Space Museum.
Oh, yeah. That was really cool.
Yeah, Vietnam Memorial.
Yep.
The Wall. That was... I've been past some of that stuff before, but I'd never been, and that was moving big time, and I bet especially for you.
I had been there before. I went on a vacation previously. Then the July after 9/11, I went out there to see the monuments. But this was pretty emotional. I thought my dad would stop and, like, take it all in and talk to me about it. He walked right by the wall. And I started bawling. Like, we walked the whole length of it, but he didn't stop.
Why?
He didn't look.
Do you know why?
No.
Yeah.
And it's weird because he's always talked about it. You know, it's always been talked about. And he, obviously, something's happened that he doesn't want to talk about.
Well, that's experience. I mean, you go and these guys deal with it in different ways. And some of them want to see certain things. Some of them may be still too difficult for them to deal with.
Yeah. You captured one veteran. That calls me Peanut because that's what my grandfather called me. And he says that he's my grandpa now. You captured him in the video that we took.
Mm-hmm.
And he was standing at the wall and he left his brother's picture there.
He absolutely did.
And he told me when he came back, we had that reunion and we handed out DVDs from the flight. He said, Crystal, I'm proud to be an American now again because of Shape for the Brave letting me go out to D.C. and see the monuments.
He told me standing there, he said, this isn't a sadness. This is not a sad day. He goes, this is a healing wall. That's what he said to me. And I was holding the camera. I was sitting there. I was like, wow, this man is having a moment right now. And I'm standing here watching it happen. That was amazing.
This is amazing.
A healing wall. And that trip is a healing thing, I think, for a lot of these guys. You've talked to them, you know.
I've talked to many of them, and I have so many grandfathers and, you know, all these veterans stay in contact with me, and they're just so amazing to know and to be able to have a moment to talk to them and know their stories. I'm so lucky, honestly.
We also, Iwo Jima, we drove around Iwo Jima. Where else did we go?
The flag raised as you drove around it, and that was really neat.
It was really cool. Even though we didn't see it up close, that thing, I've seen it in movies and pictures, Justin, so many times. Yeah. Have you seen it up close?
Not up close, no.
Yeah. And it's just, it's so big.
It is so big. And the reason we didn't get off is because it's black tile, and a lot of veterans fall at that monument.
Okay.
And that's why we didn't get off at that one.
Sure.
We went to the Air Force one. Obviously, we went to the Korean, and the World War II at the end was breathtaking.
Yeah, beautiful.
We were lucky because we were one of the later flights, so the sun was actually setting at World War II, and we got to see that. And the fountains and the lights, I hadn't seen World War II. It was being built when I was there.
Now,
it was amazing.
If you're wondering, this is all in the same day. These veterans leave at 4 in the morning, some of them at 3 in the morning, to get to the airport, 5 o'clock in the air, do all this stuff in Washington, D.C., back and home in bed at 11:30 midnight.
Well, I got home at 2 a.m.
Some of them later. What a long day.
It was.
But some of them said, we're moving so much and we're experiencing so much. Oh, we almost forgot Arlington. Of course.
Oh, yeah. We went to Arlington Cemetery, and that was overwhelming. Yeah. And we saw the changing of the guard.
Yes.
And that, I loved that. And we actually ran into a colleague.
Local hero.
Yeah, a local hero, Ian Vargas. Justin and I went to high school together and graduated together. And then so did Ian Vargas. And he is a major now?
I think so,
he's a major out there. And he is in charge of
Arlington National Cemetery.
That's Tomb of the Unknown.
And he came out and talked to us. And
I got to see him.
I was so glad to see him. Yeah. So that was really a neat experience. And I absolutely loved the police escort. You know, we were escorted on those three buses by Washington, D.C. police.
Motorcycle police?
We went the wrong way in oncoming traffic at rush hour.
D.C.
I mean, that was just amazing.
Rush hour is ugly.
Oh, it's awful.
Two cars and a couple of motorcycles. And they were clearing people. They were like, get out the way.
Yep, and everybody's like, who's in that bus? So those veterans really felt like movie stars.
Rock stars, absolutely.
It was really neat, but without that, we would have never got to all the monuments.
Yeah.
Because some veterans, sadly, have not seen all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we stopped at the Navy Seabees, CB Monument, too.
If somebody has a veteran in their family, Crystal, and they're like, how does my husband or my aunt, or my, you know, women and men can both go. How do you qualify to get aboard a flight?
You just have to serve in the years of the war.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you had to be overseas or in the actual fighting. I mean, there were supply chain people. You know, no matter what you did during the war, you deserve to go. And I hear that a lot. A lot of people feel like they don't deserve to go.
Yeah, absolutely. But how did they be a part? If I want to get on a flight, I know Shape for the Brave's doing this. My husband really wants to go. How do they go about that?
Yep, on the Honor Flight of the Quad Cities website, there's applications. So if you download which one it is, because it's Vietnam, the order of preference is critically ill, you know, go first.
Yes.
And then it's World War II, Korea, and then Vietnam.
Yeah. And guardians get to go along with you, which is awesome.
Yes, and they're still looking for guardians, too.
And plenty of wheelchairs, don't worry.
Yep, and oxygen, whatever your medical needs are. Like, my boyfriend's a paramedic, and he was on there with us. They have doctors and nurses that fly with us. So everything is literally taken care of. Food, everything.
They pay nothing.
Well,
Justin.
We did.
Justin Johnson.
I've heard the food is absolutely amazing on these things. Like,
well, I think it was it Arby's like three times?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
And it was really good. It was their fresh market.
Yeah.
I was really impressed. I was like, man, I haven't tried that before. I always get a roast beef sandwich. So,
Justin, you're on the board. And Justin Johnston is here. He's a Galesburg boy, lived in Washington, Illinois. After the tornado there, moved to Texas, came back, wanted to get involved. And he did. And you picked a good one, I think, Justin.
Got involved in a big way.
Yeah, yeah.
Couldn't be happier with my decision to get involved with Shape for the Brave.
I know there'll be another flight sponsored by Shape for the Brave. I just know that money will be raised because are you looking forward to maybe going on one of these flights?
I am.
Yeah.
That is where this is going next. I'm going to have to beg Crystal to pull some strings for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you be a guardian? Would you go and
absolutely.
Help out someone? Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that, what a valuable job that is. It isn't always a family member that's a guardian, but you got to keep it because these guys want to see stuff.
Yeah.
And you got to keep track of these guys.
Yes, you do, as I lost my father twice. You're paired. Guardian is paired with one or two veterans. If you can push a wheelchair, you know, there's different requirements that they ask of you as a guardian. But if you can't do some of those things, then you're paired with veterans that can walk.
Yeah.
And it's a tax write-off. Not that that should matter, but it is a tax write-off, and you are at a job. You're not there to see the monuments yourself. You're there to take pictures of the veteran. True, yeah. You're seeing everything with them, but this is their day.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to be paired with a veteran I don't know. You know, I just because I'm so honored that I got to go with my father, but I love meeting the new ones.
You just want
the
another new grandpa.
I do want another grandpa.
That's the voice of Krista Wilson, Shave for the Brave. She started it with a friend about 4 years ago and raised a bunch of money at the first Beards and Brews event at Iron Spike downtown last year. Was amazing to see. And they do it with beard events, beard contests. But this is a shave event coming up at the Knox County Fairgrounds next Saturday. So if you got one, you just need $100 and you can get that from family members. Show up at the event and raise more if you want, but you'll get up and there are barbers there that are going to shave you. Who are your barbers this year?
Yep, our barbers are Molly from Ron's Cuts in Galva. We've got to know her very well, and she's coming.
That's awesome.
Pat's Barber on South Seminary Street. I just talked to them.
Yeah.
And I met them yesterday, and they're really great people, and they're coming out. And then we have hairstylists coming as well from the Buzz & Company,
yeah.
Which I'm really excited about. There are 4 of them are coming. So it's like Galesburg supporting us, and we really need that. Any barbers out there interested, we still could use help.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's what you do when you're building your team for Shave for the Brave. You need a lot of people, from your photographer to everybody. And you use the local resources, and that's great.
Yep.
Yeah. We're going to talk about all the amazing bands, the party bus, and the food, the vendors. It all happens at the Knox County Fairgrounds, and we're going to do that next. And we'll I'll try to get an explanation of why Crystal just threw a $50 bill in my face. We'll talk more about that next. Galesburg Live with the crew from Shave for the Brave coming up next on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.